Well, we're also delighted to welcome to our program Michelle Gilbert, who is a vice president of public relations at Comcast. Michelle, good to have you back in studio with us again.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you so much. You know, a couple weeks ago, we did a program on spring cleaning, kind of from the point of view of, you know, just getting our devices back in shape again. But you have come with us, have presented to us something kind of neat. It says 4 tips for spring technology checkup. And I should mention, by the way, somebody else who's in studio with you is somebody who is very much involved in that technology. That's Bill Babbitt, who is the Technical Operations Supervisor. Am I right? Did I get
That's
the full
correct.
Title?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you as well. But Michelle, let's talk about the 4 tips that you folks have that are offering to our listeners and to your Comcast subscribers on ways of getting things checked up.
Right.
For the spring. Good time to start.
Okay. So, you know, spring is, there's nothing special about the springtime for checking on your technology, but it's the time of year that we change our batteries anyway. We clean out our closets, get rid of old toys from the
Chase dust bunnies
exactly.
And things like that.
Exactly. So it makes sense. It's a good time of year because you're doing all that anyway to take a look at your technology. And there are things that we can do to make sure that we're getting the speeds that we want from our internet.
Absolutely.
As well as maybe getting the most value out of the products and services that you're paying for.
Mm.
So let's start with some of the easier ones.
Okay.
Most people who have internet, cable, how often are they actually logging into their account? Not very often.
No.
And I would recommend that people do it once or twice a year. And the reason is that your internet provider, your cable provider, whoever you have service from, we're all innovating all the time. We're always adding new products and services. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, it's free for you. So if you go to your account, you can see some of the new things that are available. And I'll give you a very practical example.
Sure.
Comcast, for example, we have a My Account app that you can get on all your wireless devices, and most providers do. But we have recently enhanced it, and it gives you the ability to do some very minor troubleshooting on your own before you have to call in. So it gives you the opportunity to maybe take care of something that is very easy within a matter of a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if for whatever reason it can't be fixed just with your own troubleshooting, it actually gives you the option to determine the time that's most convenient for you to have someone call you back.
That's excellent.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'll put a scenario out real quick. I'm having a problem with my wireless in my house with my Comcast. I've got the app on my telephone or my smart or my tablet or that sort of thing, but it's using it wirelessly. Can I go onto the cellular network and still run those diagnostic tools effectively?
Yes, you can.
Good.
Bill is nodding in background.
Yes, I'm nodding.
Yeah. I brought Bill as my security blanket because I'm a generalist.
I got you.
But he knows a heck of a lot more than me.
For those of you who are watching at home on your radio, I should have looked to my left instead of my right. But
right.
That's fine. But yeah, that's good to know because, you know, you're trying to get a problem solved. And if a couple of clicks on your wireless device, you can be able to fix it yourself. It saves you that much time.
And I know both of you can respond to that. Comcast, with your Xfinity apps, have a whole bunch of things out there for getting people connected, which are really neat as well.
Yes.
I want to quickly move on to make sure we get all these points. The next one is don't double pay. I like to hear that.
Right, right. Well, everybody needs security on their computer. We pay for antivirus. We pay for spyware, all those things. Depending on who your provider is, that may be a part of your internet package. How many emails a year do you get from Norton saying it's time to upgrade?
Yes.
Maybe it's not. So before you upgrade, take a look at what is already included in your package.
Very
it might save you a few dollars every year.
And that kind of reinforces where you say go back and sign in once a year, maybe every 6 months to your account and check and see what things have been added.
Exactly. See what's new. A lot of our customers don't even realize who have cable that they can actually take their TV wherever they go. So if you're on vacation and your kids want to rent a movie at the hotel, rather than spending $15, you can actually log in to your tablet or your laptop and watch your TV. There's like 75 streaming stations, and all of your online on-demand content is
more,
online.
More good stuff to know
about.
And
you can do that on your phone, too.
Yes,
Michelle,
you
just saved me
Yay!
A ton of Discord at my house because, you know, not only can I get the Comcast TV to Go app, I can get the My Account, which you just mentioned. I can get this Comcast Cable Communications, so it's Xfinity Connect, so I got to figure out what that is. But it's the next one that's saving me. It's Xfinity TV remote.
Yeah.
I no longer have to go out looking for the remote. I could just use my phone as a remote. Well, oh my gosh.
We could have remote wars in the house.
And the great thing about the X1 TV remote, if you have our X1 platform, which is the most sophisticated platform that we've since introduced, is that you can actually use the voice activation to tell your TV what to do. So if you say ESPN Sports, it's going to go straight to it.
Wow, that is excellent. Okay, moving on. I want to move on a couple of other ones.
All right, you got to tell me what that is.
Expand your Wi-Fi signal. And Bill, you may have to pop in on this one. Expand your Wi-Fi signal. Explain that one in terms.
Okay, so whenever your Wi-Fi isn't working the way you think it should, you are always immediately angry with your carrier. Before you get angry, just calm down. And there's some things that you might be able to do. So let's start with, where is your router placed?
Right.
Okay, your router should be out in an open area. On a maybe a central level, mm-hmm. not tucked away underneath your desk, next to all of your electronics, not next to a microwave, not in a room with all windows, because you're going to bounce that signal right out to your neighbors. Okay? So take a look at where your router is and make sure that it's in an open area. You know, if you have a multi-level home, you don't want it in the basement underneath the staircase. For some reason, we love to hide
them,
boxes.
Because the boxes are so sexy and attractive. No, I'm just
kidding.
Well,
they give you what you want, and you want to make sure that whatever devices, remember, Wi-Fi is radio frequency. So the further away you get from your router, the less signal strength you're going to have. So you're still going to have signal strength. You're just not going to have as strong of a signal.
Quick question
strength.
For you, Bill.
Absolutely.
I know that my router has both 2.5 and 5 gigahertz.
Correct.
And you can choose between them. I live in a little apartment, so distance is not big for me.
So
when is this significant?
There's advantages and disadvantages to both, right? So 2.4 gigahertz is more congested. So you have more devices on that frequency.
Like microwaves?
You've got microwaves, cordless phones, Bluetooth, Zigbee devices. Some of the newer smart meters can interfere, right?
Okay.
But you get further distance with the 2.4 gigahertz. Now with 5 gigahertz, it's less congested. It can be more freed up. You have more overlapping channels within that 5 gigahertz band. And you get some better speeds, but your distance is shortened quite a bit.
Okay.
And you know, your denser materials like your countertops, your walls, stucco walls with chicken wire in them, that kind of thing, you know, can really absorb that signal and cause problems.
Okay, just quick account.
So would it be a good idea to put your router in your wireless router in your house at the highest possible point?
Absolutely. It depends. If you have an upstairs and a basement that you want to use, you would want it on that middle floor, right? So you're getting the best coverage. So if you think of a wireless router, it's a transmitter, right? Just like we're on the air now. So if you suspended that wireless router in the middle of a field, you're going to get about a 300-foot bubble around that wireless router. Now you throw walls in, you throw countertops, you throw hardwood floors, that bubble gets smaller and smaller and smaller, right?
So, good. And that's kind of advice that you had, the folks at Comcast have to give. Now, the last point was maximize internet performance. We're talking about that, I guess, in some ways.
Correct. Yeah, we are talking about that, and certainly where your router is placed plays a role in that. The other thing that you need to take into consideration is how many devices do you have and how are you using them? Because streaming music, streaming video, if you're a heavy gamer, that's going to use a lot more of your bandwidth than just maybe checking email. Another tip that I recently learned from Bill is that your router can only speak one language. And just like all of our technology, we continue to increase the sophistication level of the technology.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are giving your old iPod to your 8-year-old, that's not using the latest technology, and your router is going to only speak one language, and it's going to go to the lowest language possible.
Ooh. Very important to know. Listen, we have run out of time here, but Michelle and Bill are going to stick around for our second hour. We'll have them with us to answer some questions for you as well, by the way, because that's when you call in to 800-859-0957.